Well, the rationale for the EuroSki study was to stop patient treatment, done very, very well. They had the minimal treatment time, of course, and minimal depth of response. We wanted patients and also doctors, I think, want to be medicine-free and want to cure patients. And there's also an economic consequence here, of course, in addition to that patients can get rid of low-grade side effects. The study was unrandomized, and the patient had minimal requirements for depth of response, 3 years of tyrosine kinase inhibitor and 1 year in MR4, 0.01% or better. We had quite a lot of patients with these good responses and were able to include them relatively fast. And it's now the biggest stopping experience in the world with more than 800 patients who discontinue it. So it's been a wonderful experience, really. The main result of the study is that, well, we see a lot of relapses during the first 6 months. That is expected. We see that these relapses wane off with time, but we still see some relapses later on during the cessation of the discontinuation of the treatment. About 50% of patients remain relapse-free after 3 years, and that is a very good result, and it's an interesting result for patients. So many patients now ask, "Can I stop? And under what conditions can I stop?" And one of the things that we have investigated is, of course, what factors are required to perform a successful stop. So it seems that you should have a relatively long treatment period, and the optimal cutoff was 5.8 years for treatment in itself. But there's also a requirement of a deep response, and that cutoff point was like 3 years. So with imatinib treatment, patients should be treated for quite a long time before you attempt this discontinuation. So there's no hurry about it. I guess many patients who feel that they have side effects maybe want to give it a try before. And if they have little side effects and a good quality of life, I would suggest to sustain the treatment until the chances increases by some percent every year you are on treatment. So don't hurry into it, but try it. That is what I think, and this is going to be clinical practice.